Item on the agenda is item 12, public hearing, proposed amendments to regulation 4VAC 2620 pertaining to summer flounder. Mr. O'Reilly.
Sir, thank you.
Thank you.
One handout and a couple of additional preferences for the three options that are going to be looked at today. And one is for the Virginia Charter Boat Association. Their preference is option B, 17.5-inch minimum size limit, four flounder limit, and no closed season. So these are the three options. And last month, you recall, there was a very good discussion about the 2011 fishery, about options, about risk, and how much risk, you know, should be advertised in terms of sending out options that were the 17-inch size limit, which the commission voted not to send forward. And so in your packet today in the notice, you are looking at just options A, B, and C.
Okay.
I think it's a good idea for staff to present the coastwide viewpoint on this, since it is a coastwide harvest limit. It is not that Virginia just has its own allocation. All the other states have allocations as well. Virginia, in fact, has the third highest allocation at 16.7%. New York has 17.6%, and New Jersey has just under 40%. So those three states together are about 72%. What happens in those three states can dictate a lot about the chart you see in front of you. And what this is it's the time series of the coastwide recreational harvest limits starting in 1993 down to 2011. This is a 33% increase in 2011 compared to 2010. What you also see are the time series of landings for those same years for all the states. You can see that 2010 was a large underage collectively by all the states of the harvest limit. You can see in 2009 it was also an underage. But you can also go back through time and see that there were years where there were some pretty substantial coastwide overages. However, the methodology known as conservation equivalency started in 2001. That's when the states were able to craft their own regulations to stay within the target allowance of landings, or the quota, if you will. And you can see down here a statistic that since 2001, there's about a 7% overage of the coastwide limit. What made that 7% kept it down to 7% was what's happened the last 2 years. Because back here in 2006 and 2007, even into 2008, there were a lot of ruminations on the part of the National Marine Fisheries Service that the conservation equivalency methods weren't working. There had to be a coastwide limit. That was getting pretty serious because of the overages in these years. So it is one coastwide limit. It's in pounds. And then an average weight, coastwide average weight, is used. It was 3.35 pounds for the 2011 fishery, and the nine states receive a portion of that poundage in terms of numbers of fish. This is not something that is meant to do anything but to tell you that this is not an accounting exercise.
Looks busy.
Staff has the feeling that the recreational industry at times thinks that Virginia gets a quota and it can manage it right to the fish. Nothing could be farther than the truth. If you look at Virginia here in orange, 2001, at the bottom 2001 over to 2010, we're about 100% over. And as you'll see in a couple of minutes, we kept the same regulation since 2000. There was no regulatory change, and we doubled what we had done the year before. We started to do a little bit better through these years, and then we had about a 40% overage in 2006, and The last few years, we've been under. But the purpose of this slide is you can see that every state has gone through the same trials and tribulations year after year.
You said we started to do a little bit better. We really didn't do anything.
Thank you.
I mean, let's be realistic.
Yeah, yeah.
The fishery in and of itself and the dynamics of the fishery did it.
Right.
Management did not do anything other than maintain the same.
Well, okay. what management tried to do was to keep up chasing a quota or a target that was getting smaller through these years.
Understood.
And raising the size limits. So there's definitely an effect. This is back here in 2001, this is a 15.5-inch size limit. Through here, we're at 18.5 and 19 inches. So that helps. But you are right. There are factors that management can't consider, as all the states are finding. New Jersey, if I can find New Jersey here, there it is. New Jersey has done fairly well, but they have such a large quota that helps. That helps a lot. So no matter what we try and do, there's going to be variability. And the reason I bring this up, and I brought it up last month, this is our last year where if we go over or under, we have a plan that we expect to bring us back to the target the next year. Because in 2012, there will be accountability measures, there will be paybacks. So your overages will be paid back, and that does start after the 2012 fishery, not after 2011. The other part about this is that from the last slide, if you go over coastwide, it does come back and bite all the individual states because you're all in one pool of fish. Another thing that has been surprising to staff is that there's been a 33% underage 3 years in a row. And frankly, a half an inch one way could have ended that 33% underage and given us an overage. Of all the states in 2010, we were the third lowest in our ability to increase for 2011. So six other states can increase more than Virginia can increase right here. And we can increase 108%. So there were a lot of underages in 2010. And there were a lot of management plans, as I mentioned last month, that just did not have strong data support to really be able to do anything but be risk averse. This you've seen in other years, and in the red are simply the times of overages. And as you can see, what I mentioned earlier, from 2000 to 2001, pretty much the same regulations, really a little extra closed days in August, and we ended up doubling, more than doubling what we had done in 2000. So the overages are really painful, and now with the payback system, they'll be much more painful. I'm not quite sure how that will be looked at by the technical committee, because we still aren't going to have the tools that are necessary in years when we're under to really figure out a solid plan. You can see here we have 570,000 fish. That's the target that corresponds to a 33% increase from 2010. But all you have to do is look back to 2006. We were a little higher than that back in 2006 and all these other years. In addition, you may look back at the size limit. The last time, since we have some options at 17.5, the last time we had 17.5, one of those was well over the 570. However, that was also the year that until May 31st, we had a 15.5-inch size limit for Seaside and a 17.5 in the Bay. And that's the reason for that large harvest compared to the next year where it was sufficiently under the 570,000. So staff wanted to at least alert you that we have things that we try to look at when we're in this type of a predicament, which is being well under the previous year's quota and being able to expand the fishery, in this case 108% in 2011. As long as I can remember, everyone talks about availability and effort. And if there's anyone out there who can successfully predict what the availability is going to be or what the effort's going to be, you would really have a solid plan. That's really not easy to do, but we do have the ability to look at some clues. One is the year class strength of different cohorts. The second is we know in the springtime we can't do anything about the environmental regime, and that's where we're most susceptible in the summer flounder fishery, with the seaside being, you know, starting in an April fishery. So if the environmental regime is conducive or not conducive, that can mean a lot to our landings. Movement and distribution of the fish, it is a coastwide stock. There are migrations. There's not the fidelity that you'd find with some other species coming back to the same area. So trying to know about the movement and distribution is really not going to be something that's possible on a year-to-year basis. The minimum size limit does speak to the availability, because what we have found out through time, the smaller the minimum size limit, especially in the face of a growing stock, you can guarantee your landings, as long as the effort stays the same as the year before or even goes up, are going to be higher. The effort, the economy is a big part of the effort. The commissioner for two previous years now has really talked about the economy, the effort, the prices, and I think you'll see in a slide coming up that that's probably a good thing to take a look at, especially in the last couple of years. The costs that are involved, and again, the minimum size limit. There's likely to be more incentive to go out and try and catch some 17 and a half or even 18-inch summer flounder than 18 and a half or 19-inch summer flounder. This characterizes the strength of the fishery in yellow, the time periods when most of the landings occur, and you can see generally May, June, wave three has been a large wave, but also in the bay principally, wave four has been strong some of the years. There has been one or two right here that have been high fall fisheries, but it hasn't been commonplace in the last few years, perhaps because of the 18 and a half to 19 inch size limits. One part here says that in 2006 there was a lot of out-of-state effort in the springtime, and that's a very high estimate. What we know so far is that Delaware and Maryland likely will go to 18. So if the commission decides that 17 and a half is the right option, I'm not sure how much incentive that's going to be for out-of-state influx, as it was back in 2006 when there was a 2-inch difference from Delaware and I think an inch and a half difference with Maryland. But these are the times of the fishery. And this is the effort information in terms of directed summer flounder trips. So these are trips where there was a declaration that summer flounder was the target species or summer flounder was harvested, either or. And what you see is that the bottom dropped out in 2010. That is a notable decline in trips directed at summer flounder in 2010. You can also see that with the number of trips overall, and the ad hoc committee pointed that out, it's really dropped off since 2007 and been dropping every year. So those are all trips, all species. But the directed trips are significantly correlated with the landings. And you can see the last 3 years, the landings have been fairly low. You know, perhaps that's something to use for the future, a tool for the future. This is just to show you the catch. So the previous slide shows the landings, what's brought in, and this slide shows what's brought in plus also what's discarded. And you can see once again, significant drop in effort, directed trips, significant drop in all fish caught.
Can you go back to the, just flip real back to the wave, the previous slide? I just want to take a look. Okay. That's all.
There's a lot of glare on that, but.
I just need to look at that real fast. Thank you.
Okay.
Yep.
This year we pulled out all the stops. We didn't have much choice. With 108%, we wanted to get any data sets that we could for that much of an expansion. We did use the volunteer angler survey data two previous years. And the good thing about that, it comes from our fishery directly. It's reported online through the program that Joe Griss started about 4 years ago. And all we wish for there is more involvement. Because not a whole lot of trips, but the good thing is it covers the span of the fishery, and it was in various areas of Virginia. A second survey is the Maryland survey, which we started using back in 2005. It has many more measured fish, you know, close to 7,000 each year. The problem we ran into, and I don't know whether we'll run into it in the future, to make this not a great index is the fact that it's primarily coastal bays fish. Very few fish in the bay. You have a size discrepancy there, and that made it less attractive to use for 2011 than it had been in the past. We looked at two VIMS programs, VIMS-sponsored programs, CHESMAP, which is a trawl survey of adult fishes throughout the bay, and really that takes five snapshots, five trawling events during the course of 2010, 221 tows, 117 had summer flounder in them. It's a good source to start using. CHESMAP has had collections since 2002, so it's starting to build a pretty good time series. NEMAP is the Northeast Area Monitoring and Assessment Program. It's relatively recent. 2007 was the first time that VIMS started that program. It's more near coastal, offshore collections. We don't think, at least for 2011, it proved as good a candidate for predicting landings as CHESMAP did. And probably the Volunteer Angler Survey, despite having 395 measured lengths, seems the most reasonable. This is another factor in terms of what contributes to the landings, the year class strength. And this is from the coastwide assessment that was done last year. And if you look at 2009, I don't know whether you can read that, but it's really in millions. So that's 8.1 million recruits in 2009. And you have to go back a long way, which is 1983, to match that. So this is at least looked upon on a coastwide basis as a monster year class. And 2008 was also very large. You would have to go back to 2004 to find one similar. So 2008 and 2009, which correspond roughly through a fishing season of 2011 to three-year-old and two-year-old fish. It would be out there. And if you look at the 17.5-inch size limit, that'll be some two-year-old fish, mostly three-year-old fish. The VIMS trawl survey, we used that last year as well. Dr. Fabrizio supplies that. And what you see about the VIMS trawl survey is contrary to what you saw with the coastwide survey. At least locally, the Young of the Year index is not one of the higher ones. It's equivalent to a lot of the other years, but it's certainly not a high abundance indicator, whereas 2008 is a very high abundance compared to other years except for maybe 1994, 90, and 91. So very high juvenile trawl survey data for 2008. Chris Bonzak for CHESMAP supplied this to us, and the benefit of this is you can start with the recruits with the age zero in 2009, and he has a catch per tow index that he develops. And what should jump out is that 2009 is not really looking as strong as 2008. And even 2008, when you come over here as one-year-olds, it's about moderate. So we, at this point, if you took the 2007, it would be over here as age two, dampened out a little bit. So it's, at least from what we can tell, the coastwide abundance index for 2009 isn't backed up by what we're seeing from the VIM surveys. So I already talked about the different surveys, and all we have here are all the surveys and various treatments. It's really the same four surveys, volunteer angler surveys, a table from the ASMFC, which is going back to 2006, so it's very dated. A lot of caution with that, and then CHESMAP and NEMAP, and then various treatments where CHESMAP and NEMAP is joined, Virginia and Maryland is joined. We want to look at all possibilities. What we can tell you, whether it's 18 inches or 17.5 inches, if you look down here, you can see that there's pretty good adherence to not going over target. That's the corroboration that all these treatments are providing. The closest one at 17.5 is the Maryland Volunteer Angler Survey, which says that it would almost double in terms of the amount of landings. The Virginia Volunteer Angler Survey says that you would still be about 20-some percent less, almost 22% less, with the 17.5-inch size limit. Those are the higher ones. I think one thing to keep in mind is, here's the catch. So these are all the fish that were either harvested or released collectively, 2.7 million, and we're looking at length streams that range from under 8,000 to 300 or a little bit more than 300, which in itself is not terrible, but the Virginia Volunteer Angler Survey at least has coverage of the areas of the fishery. You know, again, it's just the corroborative effects that we're getting the same signal that we should be at least somewhere close to the quota in 2011. However, please keep in mind that earlier chart on the success of all the states collectively. Everyone has a very good plan coming in, or thinks they do, but because of availability and effort, plans can change. We looked at three fish, so for 17.5 and three, and you can see once again, just looking at the right-hand column, no matter what the survey is, this means it's only 70.9% of the 570,000 fish. So all these are percentages of the 570,000 fish. They all do come in less. One problem with the three fish limit is we don't have anything to justify it. The last time that we really had a size limit 17.5 was 2006. We've never had an 18-inch size limit. So we really don't truly know what the difference is between four and three in terms of the bag limit or the possession limit. We had to use older data, and that says about 4%. So here are the options. And the preferences, there are two fishing clubs, Eastern Shore Virginia Anglers Club and the Bull Island Anglers Club, preferred option A, 18 and 4. All these are with no closed season. In terms of individuals that reported, and David Agee, who's on the ad hoc committee, does a survey that adds to those individuals, there were 30 who preferred option A. Option B was 17.5 and 4. This was also unanimously supported by FMAC, supported by the Peninsula Saltwater Sport Fishing Association, Portsmouth Anglers Club, and the Virginia Charter Boat Association, as well as 54 individuals. Option C, 17.5 and 3, 12 individuals no clubs or organizations. And at the bottom, you see that there was sort of a split with the ad hoc committee, two in preference of option A, and the remainder were variations of either B or C. And in some case, they said either one. Staff is recommending adoption of the amendments to draft 4VAC 26-2010 in sequence pertaining to summer flounder that established the 2011 recreational summer flounder management measures as a 17.5-inch minimum size limit with a 4-fish possession limit and no closed season. And that's all that I have.
Questions of Mr. O'Reilly? Mr. Plumlee?
You said that there's not data to clue you in as to the effect of going to three catch. Does that mean the previous, we've never been at three?
We've never been at three. We started at eight many years ago, went to six, five, and then four. So we've never been to three, and we have data for 2010, but the problem is that's at an 18.5-inch size limit. So going from 4 to 3 with 18.5 is going to be different than the options we have today, trying to figure out what that would be at 3 fish.
And you had an estimate of 4%?
Yes.
That's overall catch? Overall landings?
Yes, that's 4% lower in terms of the savings, what you would save.
Further questions? Mr. Tankard?
You probably had this embedded in the slides, and you talked about it in your presentation last meeting, the latent effort. Rob, do you have any gauge of what that's going to be? I know that for me, I mentioned to you as well, I thought that it would be applicable thoughts on latent effort that's out there.
Well, it's there, but fuel prices are going to be very high. Word of mouth is strong in this fishery. There will be a larger pulse of fish because of the year class strength no matter what. So it's all a matter of those combinations working together. If you saw the one slide, I mean, a 200,000 drop in trips in 1 year
right. Is
fairly unbelievable. So if it makes up half of that, that might be a fair expectation, that it makes up half of what was lost.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be because these options are a lower size limit, and someone's going to want to recoup what they didn't do last year or the year before. I'm sure there are people who would have liked to have fished last year or year before, but economically they didn't.
Further questions? Mr. Lane?
What should the relative lengths be of flounder 2008 recruitment versus 2009?
I think you'll see for 2008 pushing 17.5 to 18 inches depending on spring or fall, and I think for 2009, you'll see them bumping up against that 17.5 in the spring. If I can get back to that, I think I may have something for you, Mr. Lane, but maybe not. Yeah, here we go. So here's your 2009. The average is 15 in the spring. The average is 16.3 in the fall. So that tells you there'll be some fish in the fall if the average is 16.3 that you'll have in that 17.5-inch category. For 2008 year class age 3, and this is from Chess Map, so this is local data, Virginia data, 17.5 you're starting off with in the spring, and the average in the fall is 18. So once again, you'll have fish sizes bracketing both sides of that average.
Further questions? Well, I remember last year having this discussion pertaining to being conservative. I've caught a little heat about being conservative as far as the number of fish that were left on the table, and I guess history will prove whether I was right or wrong, because I really think that considering staff recommendations or whatever, I think it's a good recommendation. And I think it's our responsibility to manage to optimal yield, optimal catch, without going over target. I really don't want to go over target, and I think what's going to basically tell the tale is wave three. You get a big wave three, like we've seen in the past, it won't take much to run this right over the target edge again, but you cannot ignore being 108% under quota. I'm not convinced from a management perspective that's the right thing to do either. So it's quite honestly, it's an exercise. I think staff has done an excellent exercise in trying to get as much data as they possibly can, but there's so much variability. You know, you're asking about latent effort. You're asking about different things. You know, what in the mindset of the fisherman is the break point between $3.10 worth of gas or a gallon of gas versus a 17.5-inch flounder? We don't know. You won't know until the word of mouth gets out there and they're catching them left and right. So having said that, I hope we're right on target, but it's just a lot of variability in here, and it's kind of like, you know, crab years, you have real good, and then all of a sudden you drop off. And anyway, Mr. Tanker, do you have a comment?
Can I ask one more question?
Yeah, absolutely.
With regard to that, what the Eastern Shore anglers opted for the 18-inch. What was their thought process there?
I think the Eastern Shore has been conservative throughout. They have seen the rise in the size limits, and they've seen the problems with 2006. The last time we had a 40% overage. So they are very conservative. And some of the individual comments for 18 inches were, let's look at the long term. And, you know, maybe we don't need to double in this first year. So it's, you know, I think it's just their experience. Because the committee that there are two Eastern Shore Anglers Club representatives on, they've been meeting for at least 5 or 6 years. And they get all the information. And the nice thing about FMAC this year was, since we were possibly dropping down the size limit quite a bit compared to any other year, FMAC had the full presentation at its meeting and a good discussion, I thought.
Thank you.
Further questions? Thank you, Rob. This is a public hearing. Does anyone wish to be heard on this matter? Mr. Deem, good afternoon, sir. Well, yourself?
Just
there you go. Good to have you here.
I had the pleasure of serving on both FMAC and the ad hoc committee. And just a couple things to clarify. The Eastern Shore comment, most of the Eastern Shore people wanted 17.5 and 4. There was one group that, I don't know whether they fish both sides of the shore and get to bay larger fish, but everybody that I've talked to prefers the 17.5 and 4, and I think it's time for those people over there to get a little break. We, like you said, we're way under last year, and we all want to be conservative. Actually, I think you could make an argument for 17-inch if you had all the numbers and we went over them all together. You could almost do that, and that would help people up the bay, but to be conservative, I think 17.5 and 4 is safe. As for latent effort, I don't think latent effort will be a problem this year. I think once people find out that it is 17.5 and you can actually catch fish you can keep, the pressure will build through this summer. I would be worried about it next summer because a lot of people have success stories that they can bring in. But for this year, I think there's going to be a lag there before everybody finds out how nice things are, especially with this other year class that's coming up. Our recommendation was 17.5 and 4. Staff did an excellent job. I think Rob had 6 different data sources that he put together in 14 different ways or something. So he's worked this thing to death.
And he enjoyed every one of them, I can assure you.
Yeah, very much. But, even
he's my man.
Yeah, he's good. He's everybody's man on this case. But even the worst that he had showed us only coming to 70-some% of what the target was. So.
Any questions of Mr. Dean? Jeff, I want to tell you, I really appreciate the work that you've done on this as well. Your expertise and wisdom in this area is very much appreciated and very valued, so thank you very, very much. Mr. Plumlee, I'm sorry.
I did have a question for Mr. Dean on the 3-4 question, because that's something I'm very curious about. It seems to me if you're going to go an inch lower, that going to 3 would sort of lean out the demand a little bit. But I haven't seen much in the way of comments about 3 to 4. People either say they're 4, 4, but they don't really say what 3 would do to them from a practical standpoint, and that's what I'm kind of curious to hear from you.
Actually, personally for me, I think on a boat, if I take 3 of my family members out and we all get 3 fish, that's a lot of fish, more than I probably want to clean. But for the charter captains and the people that rely on this fishery on the shore, most of them say it made a big difference being able to tell their customers they could keep 4 as opposed to 3. They think with 3, people just aren't going to come. And the industry, at least on the shore where I fish, the people that got me started in this thing have gone out of business, went out last year. So I think everybody else is hurting. This is a chance to fix it. 3 or 4 to me would make a difference, and I don't think it's worth the risk of a 3% possible reduction in landings.
Right. Mr. Schick?
Isn't it more of a perception? I mean, most people don't get 4 per person when they go out fishing. So, the impact on the fish would probably be much more minimum, would you say, than the actual than the impact on the perception of fishing. So a lot of people wouldn't go out, even though they probably would catch about the same amount of fish.
That's possible. This year, I'm not sure, because there were so many barely undersized fish that were thrown back last year, that I think people are going to get close to that 4
per
on many occasions. And we can afford to do it according to the stock assessment. The other side of what got me and started in this is that for the health of the fishery itself, 17.5 means fewer discards and lower release mortality. If most people, and I think most people will stop when they get the limit and not high grade, there are a few that embarrass us all the time. But I think for the fishery, it's healthier to get your 4, stop fishing, and go home, as opposed to keep throwing back all those fish trying to get to that 18.5 or whatever you're trying to do. That's when I was on the Mid-Atlantic Council, that was one of our big pushes. We have our discord mortality in this fishery is embarrassing for a civilized society to do what we do, throwing back. Well, actually, last year I think we killed as many that we threw back as we did that we kept. That's ridiculous. So I think 17.5 will help us.
Help on that.
Further questions? Jeff, thank you, sir. Anyone else wish to be heard on this matter? Seeing none, the matter is before the commission. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to commend the committee and the ad hoc committee and staff. I think they've come up with a very reasonable way forward. We have an opportunity today, I think, to significantly improve the quality of the recreational angling experience in this fishery. Coastwide, the discard rate is about 93% in this fishery. And as Jeff said, that's just appalling, I think, in some regards to the recreational public. And I very much appreciate that. So we have an opportunity today to lower the minimum size limit. There are concerns about the strength of the 08 and 09 year classes. The 08 year class will recruit into this fishery this spring. But again, I think you've already, as a commission, eliminated the 2 most liberal options at the last meeting, which were for 17 inches. So I think you've come to a very good point with being able to reduce the minimum size and increase the quality of the angling experience. And this is our last year before accountability measures kick in. And I think it is worth going to 17.5 inches. I think we'll have an opportunity to learn how the fishery is going to perform. The economy and fuel prices and all these other factors that are so difficult to calculate as they relate to effort. We've moved into a different economic set of conditions than we had back when the economy was booming and effort was increasing. Now effort's decreasing, so it'll be interesting, I think, from a learning perspective to see how the fishery performs at 17.5 inches, and that should put us in a good position as we go into next year when we have potentially accountability and a very strong 09 year class, if that year class pans out, to have a reference point for making our decision next year. But I think the proposed action will really improve the quality of this fishery recreationally going forward.
Thank you, Mr. Robbins. Further comment? Mr. Lane?
I'd like to join the chairman and others in commending the staff on a very thorough and professional report analysis of the Flandre situation. commend Mr. Deem for his efforts. He spends a lot of time going to meetings out of state, and his efforts are certainly very much appreciated by this committee. So I do appreciate that. I'm delighted to see that we are in a position where we can have a what I consider a reasonable size liminal flounder, where you might have a hope of catching two or three and keeping two or three or so. So I think that's really great. The chair is ready for a motion.
Chair is ready.
Move that we accept staff recommendation and adopt proposal B.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
3 seconds. Mr. Robbins. Further discussion on the motion. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you all very much. A lot of hard work involved.